A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10. And especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. I'd like to look at how Peter combines these two sins and how they are twins of each other. We have been speaking this week about the sensual ways of false prophets, false teachers, that Peter's warning about, telling the Christians, even in that time of revival, that there were those who had the appearance of being good Christians and in fact were teachers of the word, and yet themselves they lived a lifestyle of sensuality, indulging in the flesh and defending their own carnal ways and trying to get others to live likewise. Now, after saying that at the same time God knows how to rescue righteous people like Lot, he then gives another characteristic of these deceivers, and we need to be careful not just looking out for those deceivers, but look at ourselves, ask ourselves, and that the Holy Spirit would enlighten us as to whether we have some characteristics that are similar. When he says that they indulge in the lust of defiling passion, that would refer to, because he's just spoken about Sodom and Gomorrah, all sorts of sexual depravity. But at the same time, Peter says, and despise authority. It's as if, though, these two things can't be separated. Living in carnality, living in the indulging of the flesh, also goes with despising authority. He goes on in the second part of the verse to say, they are bold and willful. In other words, they're very outgoing. They claim authority. But Peter says, they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones. It would take some time to refer to the meaning of the glorious ones, but there are other portions, including Jude, where we do find that even angels, the true angels who stuck to the Lord Jesus, they don't use bold and willful language, but use calm language inspired by the Holy Spirit and not the angry language of these carnal people who use loud, swelling words to give themselves more authority. You see, when you live a life of carnality, you automatically begin to distrust and then speak against those who are living in the Spirit. And the two are separate and will remain separate forever. Lo muntu ohlala enyameni izinkanuko zenyama yena uzobo muntu ozo criticize ozo melana nabaholi nabantu abahamba emoyeni. So you need to ask yourself, do I tremble? Do I speak like these deceivers, or am I walking in the Holy Spirit?